This is Trish McGregor with your April Star Power Forecast. Thank you for joining me. An important transit occurred on March 30th that I didn't address in the March Star Power. Neptune entered cardinal fire sign Aries, the beginning of the zodiac. For the past 14 years, it's been in Pisces, the sign of rules, and the last sign of the zodiac. So this is a new period. Neptune governs spirituality, the paranormal, heightened creativity, your visionary self and your illusions, the hidden, the unconscious, and mystical tendencies. It can result in deception, fantasies, a mixed-up sense of reality. It will be in Aries for the next 14 years until 2039. What can we expect? Well, the last time Neptune was in Aries was between 1861 and 1875. The American Civil War was between 1861 and 1865. With Trump in charge, cozy up to Russia and Putin, we may find ourselves in another war. Neptune will oppose Libra and square other cardinal signs, Cancer and Capricorn. With Neptune involved in different aspects, fantasies and deception may be part of the medley. History offers us a perspective, but it doesn't necessarily illumine what happens this time around between 2025 and 2039. And with the Trump administration in office now, deception and distraction are the MO. So locate where Aries is in your bar chart and see how things change as Neptune begins its very slow transit. Here are the dates to watch for this month. On April 7th, a day to celebrate, Mercury turns direct in Pisces. On the 12th, there's a full moon in Libra squared by Mars in Cancer. On the 16th, Mercury conjuncts Neptune in Aries. On the 20th, Mercury in Aries sextiles Pluto in Aquarius. On the 27th, there's a new moon in Taurus with Pluto widely square. Aries. You'll undoubtedly feel greatly relieved when Mercury turns direct in Pisces on April 7th. It happens at 7:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and 4:08 Pacific Time. With the planet of communication and water sign Pisces, your conscious mind should feel like it's on vacation. Keep in mind, too, that new opportunities associated with the new moon in Aries on March 29th may surface now that Mercury has straightened out. The full moon in Libra on the 12th occurs in your 7th house of partnerships and is squared by Mars and Cancer in your 4th. It looks as if something in your home life or with your family goes awry on this full moon. It may be something simple like a conflict in schedules. It depends on whether you have young kids or a small or large family. If you're single, it may involve a roommate who now can't move in. On the 16th, Mercury in Aries conjuncts Neptune at that time. This should be interesting for you. Your communications may take a more spiritual or psychic direction. Be sure to keep a log about any unusual ideas that come to you. It's possible that'll be good. There'll be good ones for writing fiction or perhaps a screenplay. Be sure to read the entry at the beginning on Neptune's transit through Aries. Be careful of self-deception. The 20th features another aspect involving Mercury in Aries, this one of sextile to Pluto in Aquarius, in your 11th house. Your communications today should be with your network. Regardless of how small or how large it is, brainstorm with them. Find out where they would like to see your network for this year, or to see it go for this year. Take notes on suggestions and mull them over. The new moon in Taurus on April 27th has Pluto in Aquarius widely square to it. This one should usher in new financial opportunities. However, with the Pluto square, it's unlikely that the new opportunities will come from your network. But if something crops up, study it carefully. Taurus. During Mercury's retrograde, it slipped back into Pisces, where it turns direct on April 7th. Wait a day or two, then connect with your network of colleagues and friends. Provide an update, maybe through a newsletter, about your plans and goals for the rest of the year. The full moon in Libra on the 12th is squared by Mars in Cancer. This square may result in a communication snafu of some kind in your daily work life. You should be able to rectify it fairly easily by communicating a call or email with the colleagues involved. On the 16th, Mercury conjuncts Neptune in Aries. Read or listen to my Neptune comments at the beginning of the podcast. This conjunction occurs in your 12th house, the house of the unconscious, and things that happen behind the scenes. You may experience something paranormal, spirit contact, telepathy, or precognition. Whatever form it takes, log it in a journal so you have a record, details, and the date. If you experience fantasies or deception, note that as well. The 20th brings a sextile between Mercury and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius. This sextile energizes your professional life in some way. Your communication with clients, employers, and colleagues is met with enthusiasm and may bring in additional work. The Mercury in Aries tends to be forceful and directed. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th is widely squared by Pluto and Aquarius. New opportunities should still surface in your personal life that delight you. But thanks to the square, there may be a snafu of some kind involving your career, but it's easily resolved if you take the deeper issue into account that Pluto taps into. Gemini. Finally, on April 7th, Mercury turns direct in Pisces in your career. With this planet as the ruler of your sign, it's undoubtedly a relief, particularly when it comes to your career. So communicate away, Gemini, and get it all off your chest and make it good. On the 12th, the full moon in Libra is squared by Mars in Cancer. This one impacts your fifth house of creativity and your second house of income. Ouch. If you work in the creative arts, there may be a snafu in your payment from a client or employer. The fifth house rules children and romance and what you do for fun or pleasure, so there may be obstacles in these areas too. An example could be a canceled trip, an unexpected expense connected to a child, a romance that suddenly goes sideways. The 16th brings a conjunction between Mercury and Neptune in Aries. Your communications today are threaded with spirituality, the paranormal, the weird, and the strange. You're very direct about this stuff and have no apologies about it. Good, that's how it should be. You may feel as if you're being called to say what you think and feel. Be aware, though, that with Neptune in the mix, fantasies and deception may be involved. The sextile on the 20th is between Mercury and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius. This one concerns your network of colleagues and friends, and it's ideal day to touch base with them. A newsletter would be ideal, but even an email would do the trick. Spell out what you'd like the network to go this year and how you'd like to see it evolve. The new moon in Cancer on the 27th is widely squared by Pluto and Aquarius. The new opportunity should still surface, peeking in now and then in the hopes that you'll notice. You may have a chance to work behind the scenes in some capacity, ghostwriter, producer, therapist, counselor. But this square may screw things up if you aren't careful. So scrutinize every potential opportunity and weigh it against what you want. Cancer. On April 7th, Mercury turns direct in Pisces in your ninth house. This house governs your worldview, spirituality, your higher mind, foreign travel, people, and cultures. If you've been thinking about a foreign trip, then from April 7th on is the time to make your plans and buy your ticket. If you're a recent college graduate, then start planning for the next phase, graduate school, law school, a year abroad. You get the idea here. You're now free of the Mercury retro snafus. The full moon in Libra on the 12th is squared by Mars and Cancer. There appears to be a conflict of some sort between your personal life and your family life. If they are one and the same, then the issue may be difficult to sort out. Then again, you're an intuitive person and probably will recognize the issue right away. Tend to it. The 16th features a conjunction of Mercury and Neptune in Aries and Aries in your career area. With Mercury now behaving, today is the ideal time to communicate your personal ideas to a boss, client, colleagues, and to do so without worrying how they'll react. Trust your inner voice, Cancer, but keep in mind that with Neptune involved, there can also be fantasies and deceptions. The 20th brings a sextile between Mercury and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius. This aspect ushers in new ideas for making money with a personal or business partner. You're seizing the lead on this one, and your ideas are well received. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th is widely squared by Pluto. New opportunities surface in your network area. Your membership may increase, or maybe your brand goes viral. If you're considering charging for membership, rethink that. That Pluto square comes from your eighth house of shared resources and indicates this may not be the best time to impose fees. But trust your intuition on this one, Cancer. You've got plenty of it to spare. Leo. On April 7th, when Mercury turns direct in Pisces, you're thrilled. Weeks of the retro in a fellow fire sign was probably irritating for you. Now you're eager to focus on finances, specifically resources that you share with a business or personal manager. In the next few days, you may be dealing with stuff like credit cards, insurance, mortgages, and it's all working in your favor. The full moon in Libra on the 12th is squared by Mars in Cancer. This moon may illuminate your relationship with a sibling or neighbor, and something about it annoys you deeply. Mars enjoys a good argument, but it's best to keep your gripes and opinions to yourself for right now. Wait a few days. Mercury and Neptune are conjunct in Aries on the 16th. This is when you communicate from your deepest beliefs about whatever concerns you. Whether it's a process, organization, or a person, you have your say. And you discover that others are receptive to it. Aries, after all, is your fire sign sibling, Leo. It ignites your own passions. However, be aware that with Neptune in the mix, there can be fantasies and deception involved. The sextile on the 20th is between Mercury and Aries. There's that fire element again. And Pluto in Aquarius. It facilitates the exchange of energy between houses 9 and 7. You and a partner, business or personal, may find yourselves in deep conversation today about your respective worldviews and spiritual beliefs. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th is widely squared by Pluto and occurs in your career area. Now, a professional opportunity should show up with this new moon, but you may encounter resistance from a personal or business partner. Take that resistance into account before you decide on which opportunity would best suit you. If the resistance doesn't make sense to you, then select whatever feels right for you right now. Virgo. On the 7th, Mercury turns direct in Pisces, in your 7th house of partnerships. Since you and Gemini are ruled by Mercury, you tend to feel the retrograde periods more forcefully, so it's a relief when the planet of communication turns direct. You and your partner can now communicate clearly and honestly. The full moon in Libra on the 12th occurs in your 2nd house of income. It's squared by Mars in Cancer. If you charged for membership in your network, there may be some glitches to overcome. Otherwise, the glitch could come from some other project you're involved in. The square from Mars may have you feeling feisty, but since money is involved, take a couple of deep breaths before you try to rectify the situation. The 16th features a conjunction of Mercury and Neptune in Aries. This one brings an intuitive or spiritual element into your communications, or you may have a psychic experience of some kind, a telepathic connection with someone, spirit contact, a precognitive insight. Set your intention for what you'd like to experience today. There could also be some deception or fantasy folded into the day's events. On the 20th, there's a beautiful sextile to enjoy between Mercury in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius. It looks like the money is already resolved or will be here shortly. You're communicating with colleagues and a client or employer about a project or task in your daily work routine. The communication is good and fruitful. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th should usher in new opportunities for foreign travel, graduate school, or for doing business in foreign countries. Pluto in Aquarius is widely square, so if this is part of your daily work routine, there could be a delay. But if it's separate from your daily work, the opportunity should surface right on time. Libra. Mercury turns direct in Pisces on April 7th in your 6th house. Now your life can move forward secure in the knowledge that miscommunication is not a given, especially with work colleagues in your daily life. In other words, take advantage of this. The full moon in your sign on the 12th is squared by Mars in Cancer in your career area. Ouch. Okay, this moon illuminates something in your personal life, and it looks like it's an issue in your career. A problem with a colleague, employer, client. This square makes it feel like a Mercury retrograde. Grin and bear it for now. Deal with it tomorrow. The 16th brings a conjunction of Mercury and Neptune in Aries in your 7th house. This aspect infuses your communications with a spiritual or psychic element, but it can also distract you with fantasies or deception, particularly where a business or personal partner is concerned. The Mercury-Pluto sextile on the 20th is ideal for working with a business partner. Lay out your individual strategies, goals, and time frames. Then come up with something that suits both of you. Keep it simple, but clear. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th should usher in new opportunities for income for a partner or considerable breaks for you in terms of insurance, credit, mortgages. You may land a project that pays you royalties. Pluto is widely square, so there may be a delay of some kind because of your daily work, but it's not insurmountable. Scorpio. Finally, on April 7th, Mercury turns direct in fellow water sign Pisces in your fifth house. If you've got a creative endeavor you want to work on, then now is the time to get started. Mercury enters Aries again on April 16th, which will be in your favor because it will be in direct motion. So get busy, Scorpio. On the 12th, the full moon in Libra occurs in your 12th house, and it's squared by Mars and fellow water sign Cancer. This moon illuminates something brewing in your personal unconscious. Whatever it is rubs against your deeper beliefs, so identify it and overcome it. The conjunction on the 16th of Mercury and Neptune in Aries can go several ways for you. A colleague may be deceptive in some way. A spiritual or paranormal element enters your communications where daily work is concerned, or you may gain insight into a work endeavor. Or all three are possible. To some extent, it depends on whether you're working for an employer or a freelancer working with a client. The 20th brings another aspect with Aries when Mercury in that sign sextiles Pluto in Aquarius. If you're planning to put your home on the market, you're probably communicating with realtors, trying to get a sense of the price you should ask. Or perhaps you're requesting a raise or additional responsibilities so you're eligible for a bonus. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th is widely squared by Pluto. New opportunities should surface in the partnership area. You find the right attorney, business partner, physician, the right professional individual for whatever you're involved in. The square is not insurmountable. Tend to whatever glitches it tosses your way. Sagittarius. On the 7th, Mercury turns direct in Pisces in your fourth house. So now your life can move forward again without miscommunication, glitches, and issues. With Mercury in your fourth house until the 16th, when it enters Aries, your family life should hum along more smoothly. Once it enters Aries, your creativity soars. The full moon in Libra on the 12th house, and the 12th occurs in your 11th house and is squared by Mars in Cancer. You may have to spend some money to promote your brand, or there could be a payment glitch from members in your network. Take care of it today. The 16th features a conjunction of Mercury and Neptune in Aries. If you need a boost to your creativity, this is it, Sag. Neptune triggers your spirituality and deeper beliefs, and that mixes well with your innate creativity. So get busy. Whether it's writing, photography, videography, or spiffing up your home, today is the ideal time to dive in. On the 20th, the sextile between Pluto and Mercury facilitates communication. It's another ideal day for delving into your creative projects, spending time with your kids, doing something positive and uplifting for your community. So you've got from April 16th to the 20th to produce. Get busy. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th should usher in new opportunities in your daily work routine. It could be anything, a new responsibility, a new boss, a promotion, or you may land a new job altogether. But Pluto is widely square to this new moon, so you may have to do some serious communication to take advantage of this opportunity. Capricorn. On April 7th, Mercury turns direct in Pisces in your third house. So say goodbye to glitches in your relationships, miscommunications, and all the rest of the do-not rules for these retros. Now your life moves forward again. The full moon in Libra on the 12th occurs in your career area and is squared by Mars in Cancer in your seventh house. It looks as if a business partner is the source of an issue in your professional life. Quick and honest communication should help clarify things, but you need to resolve the issue as well. Or maybe you need to look for another business partner. The 16th features a conjunction of Mercury and Neptune in Aries. This can play out in several ways. Spirituality or the paranormal enters your communication for some reason, or someone in your family or personal environment is involved in deception that may impact you. Not much gets past you, Capricorn. You'll know how to deal with it if deception is at the core of this. The sextile on the 20th is between Mercury in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius. This aspect will prove helpful if deception was involved on the 16th. A And even if it wasn't deception, this aspect enables you to say what you want to whoever you want and do so honestly. You rarely have an issue about being direct, but with this aspect, you speak from your personal values. The new moon on the 27th is in fellow Earth sign Taurus in your fifth house. Pluto is widely squared to it. The new opportunities that should surface from this range from a new gig that exercises your creative drive, a pregnancy or that of a partner, a new romantic interest, a deeper commitment with an existing partner. The square from Pluto may slow things down, but just keep moving forward. It's not insurmountable. Aquarius. On April 7th, Mercury turns direct in Pisces in your income area. Definitely a relief. Now life can move forward again with a minimum of miscommunications and screw-ups. On the 12th, the full moon of fellow air sign Libra illuminates your spirituality and your worldview. It also sheds light on an upcoming trip overseas that you may be planning. With Mars and Cancer square to this moon, your business or personal partner may have some objections to something you're involved in or planning. Straightforward conversations should solve the issue. April 16th brings the conjunction of Mercury and Neptune in Aries in your third house. You've got stuff to say today to siblings, neighbor, and whoever else enters your orbit. With Neptune in this mix, your communications have a distinctly spiritual or paranormal tone, but it's also possible that someone in your life is acting deceptively. If you sense or perceive it, call the individual. Don't just let it coast on by. The sextile on the 20th is between Mercury and Aries and Pluto in your sign. This aspect facilitates communication, written, spoken, maybe even telepathic. If you have something to get off your chest today, today is the day to do it. Don't be sarcastic or mean. Just say what you have to say to open up a conversation. Right now, with Pluto firmly in your sign, Aquarius, life may feel a little strange. Not necessarily odd, but just different. Keep notes about it. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th ushers in new opportunities for your home and family life. A pregnancy, marriage, a move, a roommate, an elderly parent moves in or out, an adult child moves in or out. But Pluto is widely square, so there may be some glitches in how and when these opportunities surface. Pisces. With Neptune now in Aries in your income area, new venues may be opening up for supplementing your income. On the 7th, Mercury turns direct in your sign, and that will be a relief. Your life can now move forward again relatively free of miscommunications and retrograde snafus. The full moon in Libra on April 12th occurs in your 8th house, and Mars in Cancer is square to it. This moon illuminates any psychic experiences you've had recently, and also things like royalties, insurance, credit, mortgages, and your partner's income. The square may pose a challenge in a creative endeavor in dealing with a romance or one of your kids, but the square is not insurmountable. Work around it if you can. The 16th brings a conjunction of Mercury and Neptune in Aries. Your communications today are fired up with enthusiasm about sources of new income, which may be connected to spirituality, the paranormal, the unseen, the higher octaves of life generally. Since Neptune hasn't been in this sign since the 1800s, you may want to keep notes on what you experience. The sextile on the 20th between Mercury and Aries and Pluto and Aquarius taps into your personal unconscious and into anything you do behind the scenes. It's possible that a new opportunity comes up to work behind the scenes in some capacity as a producer, ghostwriter, teacher, coach, and that should bring in additional income. The new moon in Taurus on the 27th is widely squared by Pluto. This new moon should bring new opportunities of communication with siblings, neighbors, and learning. The square from Pluto suggests that you carefully consider any opportunities that surface and weigh them against what you really want. Only take the opportunities that appeal to you on a visceral level.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical. We'll be right back.